garden seeds.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. And Jake, you know what he's dropping in my ear right now, folks? He goes, this might just be way out there. He said, what do you think about doing graduation parties live? And I'm thinking to myself, they ain't got $1.5 million to hire a son to do that.
Yeah. This would be more of like a charity thing.
No, folks, just look at the lefty blogs today. Bradley Dean will not do a graduation party for the little innocent bystanders.
The children
that he says he fights for all the time. For less than $1.5
million. The children.
$1.5 million. Now, we've had Allison hang on. She's calling from Texas for about 7 minutes.
Allison. No. That's dedication.
No, it is. Not 1 minute. Not two, three, four, five, or even 6 minutes. Seven minutes. Hello, Allison. You got Bradley and Jake. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. It's kind of rainy. Yesterday it was snowing, and then it gets warm, and then it gets cold, and then everybody gets sick, and it's like, you know what? I'd rather be in Texas or something here.
See, you'd think that, but it can be 30 and then rainy and then windy and then 70, and then you have the oak tree pollen, and then everyone's sick. So
I get you. See, now we're going into that right now, Allison. It's getting to the point where everything is beginning to bud, and everybody's eyes, they look like a bunch of red raccoons around the red bands around their eyes. It's like, okay, is that like a raccoon terrorist or something like that? I've never seen that guy before. So.
Yeah, and nobody feels sorry for you because everyone's got it, so you're just like, ugh.
But let me set the record straight. I think people do feel sorry for me. That's why we have so many people listening to us right now. And that's really what works for us, so.
Compassion.
Anyways, Allison, what's your comments?
Okay, well, I wanted to make a quick comment. This is the first time I've ever listened to y'all's show, but I really like what I hear.
Okay.
I listen to Alex Jones, like, every day, so that's kind of how I found y'all. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm training to become a midwife, and I think, you know, basically in America, this country's completely lost the power to, you know, control their own families starting from birth. You know, women are rushed. You know, it's a cookie cutter system in the hospital. They don't want you in the room for too long. All those things, you know, then they're going to drug you to induce labor, everyone knows how the system works, and people don't really think that there is an alternative, because basically only in the 20th century, midwives have kind of been demonized as, oh, they're granola, they're stupid, they didn't go to med school, and...
You know who's doing that demonizing, don't you? Pharmaceutical companies are doing that, you know that.
Oh, it's the big pharma industry.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I was reading something the other day that they were trying to make it a criminal practice to midwife, to be a homeopath, you know, Eastern medicine. And so that's why I really want to get this information out there, because if people just, you know, we've been having children our whole lives. That's why we're here. We don't need drugs and hospitals and beds with straps. You know, we need to be in the comfort of our own home, listening to our bodies, doing what we're supposed to do, you know, not having people yell at us while, you know, we're having a life-changing experience.
You know, let me tell you, I've had 3 kids at home. Just so you know, it wasn't me that actually had them. It was my wife. But hey,
but you were working hard too.
Isn't that a thought for you, America? But it was actually my wife that had the baby, and in process, Allison, what's interesting about that is when we began to tell people that's how we were going to do it, and people started looking at you like with these weird looks in their faces, like, what's wrong with you guys? You know, really what it comes down to is they're the ones that are weird. I mean, just think about it. They're the ones going into a hospital, letting a bunch of people check her out, put needles into her body, induce labor, you know, endanger the baby, endanger the wife, and on top of that, you're having a baby with, yeah, and just think about this, you're having a baby with 5,000 other people you've never met a day in your life. Here's another thought.
And that's normal.
No, just one more thought. We're talking about this. I seen this one day, and you just sparked this thought, so this is good. And what happened is I drove out, I live rural, kind of. And because I'm so weird, I got to have my own space, you know? And
yes,
that's right. So what I did is I drove down when we first moved out into the country a little bit here. I noticed a house that had these graves in their backyard. And I thought just hang on a second. Now, I thought to myself, that is like almost creepy, Allison. And then I started thinking more and more and more and more about it. And I thought, wait a second. What's weird? When I die, honey, you go bury me with 5,000, 10,000 people I've never met a day in my life, or you bury me in my own backyard? Which one's weird?
Well, all of our founders were buried in their own backyard.
That's right. I mean, we went to Monticello, where Thomas Jefferson's from. He's Washington. Buried in his backyard.
Yeah.
But today, it's weird when you think normal.
That's true.
Isn't that weird?
So. Because here, nobody actually owns their property, so you'd always be moving to someone else's graveyard because your house would get foreclosed.
Right.
So, today they make that an impossibility.
Allison, I appreciate the phone call. We got to take another call here really quick. But, hey, that was good. She provoked thought, kind of, you know, brought us in down to, you know.
A little Texan thought.
And really what I think this is, folks, is I think that was Alex Jones's wife. I think it was. She's calling in for Alex because Alex is afraid to call.
Yeah.
Alex, you can call me, bro. Hey, I don't care what...
We don't care if you want to become a midwife.
No. Hey, you know, Jake, literally.
Hey,
Allison, here's one for you all the way from Minnesota. Jake has delivered every one of his babies and not on purpose.
Yeah, the midwife just didn't make it in time.
Dr. McCauley to the front counter, please. Dr. McCauley, please to the front counter.
I'm here. What did I miss?
No, literally, I remember one time we came back from Cub Foods and I heard Heather in the background, Jake! And all of a sudden I heard his... It's like, whoa, what just happened?
You heard the sound.
I did. I heard everything. It was like a big, it was like someone taking spaghetti and throwing it on a plate.
It was a nice catch.
Yes, and it was. And that was Joshua, by the way.
Yep.
And you got some beautiful kids.
I love that.
I love Rush. Ruth Chris says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. So anyways, think about that. Jake, you really did. You did not, and you paid for it.
Yeah.
But you ended up delivering your own babies at home. And by the way, just on Allison's, giving her a high five, folks, there's nothing more natural than having your kid at home with your family.
Mm-hmm.
It's peaceful. It's godly. It's awesome. The baby's delivered in a peaceful manner. And you know, on top of it, you don't have to have a doctor sitting in the back slapping the baby's butt. Wah! 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 Oh, Carrie.
It's over.
My gosh.
It's over.
Heather, doctor, $50. That's it.
What you don't want to hear is that screaming, that incessant screaming of the baby after the doctor whacks the child on the butt.
That's it. Wait.
Did a doctor just smack that baby?
Wait a second. Is that your baby or is that your wife?
I can't tell them the distinguishing of the cries.
We're going to take this phone call. We got to get some. Listen, we only got 2 hours on this show. Allison, thank you for the call from Texas. We got to pick up Katrina. Katrina, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to roll right back into you when we get back to you. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, Allison.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You you are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello again. I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily, and we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
I think what's happening here, Jake, is we're having too much fun.
I just gave it some thought to what Allison was saying again, folks. Just let's think about this. Having a baby at home or having a baby at a hospital cost $3,000 to have it at home, cost $15,000 to have it in the hospital. Have a midwife at home that you know and trust deliver baby in a peaceful manner. Having some individual that you've never met a day in your life with a weird mask on waiting for the baby to come out so it can hit your child.
And all of the nurse assistants.
You know, pretty soon we're going to have the leftists over there saying, you know what, child abuse.
That's right. Child abuse.
Which one's normal? By the way, George Washington, speaking of graves now, George Washington, did you know this, Chief Kwachi?
I did not.
No, he did not know this, but I'm going to educate you. That's why people listen to the Sons of Liberty from coast to coast. Because it's a show, but you're being educated through the show. He's got a red face. He's embarrassed.
Chief, are you embarrassed?
He's lovingly embarrassed.
We don't want to offend.
George Washington is buried in his backyard. That's creepy. No, that's normal. Thomas Jefferson is buried in his backyard. We went to Patrick Henry's house. He wasn't there. He checked out about 150 years ago. But
he was hoping to meet us. But
yeah. By the way, spiritually speaking, Washington was apostolic. John Adams was a prophet. Patrick Henry was a prophet. You got to look at, folks, you got to understand people's callings to understand why they're browbeating and why are some teaching all the time. Because there's different spiritual calls on men's lives. Here's another thought. Homeschoolers. Which one's normal? God said, train up a child in the way that they'll go, and when they're old, they will depart from it. He didn't tell you to send your kid to a public school, a cesspool of immorality these days. Mm-hmm. And let some leftist whack in a public school indoctrinate your kid.
Can't find that in the word.
Oh, no.
Can't find that in common sense either.
But you homeschoolers. No, 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 folks, you know what? Don't even fall for it. Mm-hmm. Homeschoolers are about the most insane. I'm so sorry. Homeschoolers are about the most sane individuals, down-to-earth, cool people that there is. There's no getting around it. Now, here's a question for you. Ready for this? Which one's normal? Out of the topics I just talked about.
I would say the one.
In specifics, how about school? Homeschool. Which one's normal? Send your kid to a public school to be indoctrinated by a leftist whack that agrees with the NEA to indoctrinate your children through international baccalaureate or no child left unindoctrinated? Or they're your kids and you take responsibility and you raise them up.
I would think if they're my kid, then I better take responsibility.
But we have some people out there right now saying, you know what?
Sounds wrong to me.
You know, I don't want to take responsibility. That's what I'm thinking.
You can't teach my kid.
I think the state should do it. And by the way, we got to be honest about this. A lot of the people in government, we need to get behind it because they're frustrated with people that are like that.
Yep.
And we need to deal with our communities and the people in our communities so we don't have a problem with.
That's right. Do our job, self-government, then there doesn't need to be Jake.
Do you like that?
Government.
You know what, folks, have you ever noticed why I take pauses a lot of times? Because I want Jake to say something, and if I can let him say one word per 15 minutes, I feel good about it.
Then we keep rolling, then it kind of works. For
you know what happens in church, in all sincerity? I'll kick it out, and I'll say, so what does so-and-so-and-so-and-so say? And in unison, you'll have 15 people in that room, in the ministry, kick out the scripture. They know the word. Praise God for that. We got a phone call. Now, she's been hanging on probably about 7 minutes, too.
That's dedication.
Now, she's been hanging on since we've been talking to Allison. So Allison is probably like, man, I mean, you guys really make people wait a long time.
Good things come to those.
We figured that. That's exactly right. I mean, if I'm in a line at a restaurant and I'm really hungry, I'm not going to just get irate about it because my food's not delivered to me. Or do I got to wait and let the people in front of me get their food before I get mine?
Yep. That's a good point.
You know,
I was thinking more of the guy sitting at his table and he orders his food. And it takes about 7 to 10 minutes to get the food. That's probably more healthy food.
And he's got
than
the managers
to...
out complaining. And he's got the waitresses out complaining.
Oh, I was going more in the lines
on the pot?
Fast food compared to food you have to wait for.
Okay. Right.
Fast food, they whip it up, they got it in your hand in 30 seconds. Probably not very good for you.
I stand corrected.
And I can attest to that.
Now, before
the
we
guy that's got to wait for the food that's slow cooked usually never complains about
it. And it's usually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, too.
So, back to Allison, we high five midwives. Absolutely. That's the only way to go.
I wonder what they would call a man who delivers babies at home. Like a mid-husband?
A midman?
A mid-husband? Mid-man?
Not a madman, but a midman.
Midman?
Oh, a madman. I must be in the right place then.
I've come to the right place.
No, we're talking about midman.
Midman to run the
That's kind of weird. But you know what? That's okay, I guess.
They deliver babies.
Right. Katrina, Minnesota, you got a story that you want to tell to America? You got Jake.
I'm here, Katrina.
Actually, yeah, okay, I'll let you guys tell your story. I'll just... Shutting up, sir. Shutting up.
Katrina?
Yes, I'm here.
Why don't you start with your story? I was out one night after a movie premiere, and I went through a drive-thru, and this is where you get a little bit faster food, so I apologize for making you wait so long to get on the air and start talking. But she busts open the window. I showed her our little pink and blue gospel tracks. There's literally hundreds of thousands of people that have seen these all across America. But she saw it, and she said, I know you guys, and now let me let you tell the rest of the story to America. Please tell it, Katrina.
Well, the first time I had seen your guys' gospel tracks was at the restaurant that I was working at in Buffalo. I had one of my employees out on a break.
That's in Minnesota,
and I
folks.
How was that?
That's in Minnesota. You're talking to the nation right
Correct.
Now.
Correct. Okay. Buffalo, Minnesota. One of my employees was out on break, and I went out into lobby and to do some stuff, and I seen a couple of the guys that you guys work with showing the tracks to her. And by doing that, they had got to talk to her and stuff, and she was pregnant. She was only 18 years old, had dropped out of school, and she was contemplating not having the baby. And she had shared this with me, but because of, you know, being in the workplace and me being her manager, there was not too much I could say to her, you know, without stepping on toes. But it was really cool. She came back off a break, and then later on she had said to me, she was like, you know, Kat, I don't think I can do it. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, I was going to have an abortion, but I was talking to those guys, and they really got me thinking. And she decided to go ahead and have the baby, and... it was just really cool to see the tracks and how they were able to, you know, let somebody in, you know, be able to talk to them. And it really did change her mind.
That's awesome. I'm just thinking, just imagine this, folks. we're a ministry. We've been doing this for years. And we don't just talk about our Christianity. We actually go out and step out and do it. But just imagine this. You're next to a young lady who's 18 years old. And I'm talking to the listeners now. You're next to a young lady who's 18 years old, and she's pregnant. You look at her and say, oh, another 18-year-old pregnant. Order your food and leave the restaurant. Or you can just take 5, 10, 20, 30, maybe 2 minutes in a conversation and save a young baby's life. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
And the baby's crying out saying, step on somebody's toes because I want to live.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. That's all it requires. I remember, and this is a side note, I was a waiter for a while. I was an awful waiter.
That's
I mean,
true.
I was really happy and bubbly,
true,
but that. I wasn't good at waiting tables.
But a terrible waiter.
I forgot about your food. I'm so sorry. That's why you're working here. But I had a lady that I was working with, and she said, I think I'm going to get an abortion. And I flew off the handle at her. And I could have maybe lost my job. I didn't really care at that point. The purpose was is I was looking to save that young child's life. And here's a great example. And I thank you so much, Katrina, for bringing up this testimony and that our ears get to hear it. But our street teamers are out there every day of the week passing out at least 2,200 gospel tracts a week.
A week.
Throughout the country. And how many more young babies and children are alive right now because of that message and that faithfulness? Just step out. Nothing big. Nothing extravagant. We weren't on TBN preaching a wonderful gospel message and series. We don't have a gigantic church. What we have is willingness to bring the word of God to people that we're standing right next to every single day. And as a result of it, I thank God for this testimony. Thank you so much for being on the air with us, Katrina.
Totally. And you know what's interesting about that, too, is folks, just for those that didn't know the stats, 1% of the abortions that are brought forth in America today are because of rape or incest. Yep. 6% are because of potential health problems for mother or child. And 93% of the reasons that young people have abortions are for social reasons.
Birth control.
Yep.
And you know what? And here's another thing, too. When we've done
unwanted or inconvenient.
When we've done public high school assemblies and we bring up this topic, what I love about this is it pulls the mask off. Those that are pro-choice, pro-death, they're saying, what are you doing talking about this in a public school? Well, wait a minute. You're the one that supports it. Why don't you tell the kids what it's all about?
Yeah.
Oh, I know why. Because when we're done with the assembly and the kid says, oh, my gosh. I did not realize that's what it was. I used to be pro-choice, but now that I know what it is, I'm pro-life all the way. I'm changing my
mind
completely. That's what they don't like.
Yeah.
It's not the issue of abortion here. They're afraid their mask is going to get yanked. It's murder straight up and down.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
And they want you to be guilty, just as guilty as them,
yep,
because they're guilty of it.
And
they want you to do it. And by the way, when you're talking about that, Jake, they don't know about it until you show them. And the people that cry the most that you shouldn't have shown them are those that are advocating the murder of a baby in the first place.
That's right.
How does that work? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, folks. We got some more calls coming back up. We got to get back to some serious business. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That is the good of the land. Another baby's been saved because somebody's been fighting for the liberty that that baby wanted, and now it's got it. Amen. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm speaking today with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Ted has been a supporter of the Sons of Liberty, continues to be. He believes in life, liberty, property, and as the Constitution says, we the people, we have a government that's comprised of us, and that interests, once they get involved, they start to meddle with our government system, turning it from we the people to they, the elitists, and then from they, the elitists, suppression and oppression against the people using the very document that was meant to set us free. Would you agree that that was articulated pretty plainly? Would you agree with those principles?
Absolutely would, other than the fact that they're going beyond the boundaries of the document.
Awesome.
If they're following the Constitution right now, they'd be coining coins in gold and silver coins.
So this isn't an issue of you're in the gold business to make money. You're literally in that business because as a result of the liberty God has given you, you want to bring that liberty to others. What you're saying is by dealing in gold, you're actually liberating your fellow man in America.
Sure are. It gets you away from the Federal Reserve System. And look at what's going on. It's inflation. The value of the currency is going down. Cost of a gallon of gasoline is now over $3 a gallon in Minnesota alone.
What got you started in the business, Ted?
How I got started in the business. You know, that's a funny story. I got started in the gold business because I fixed somebody's tire up on Lake Mille Lacs in Garrison, Minnesota. The fellow pulled in with a flat tire. I fixed it for him. It was a resort that I was working for. We didn't fix tires as an ordinary thing. And he was so happy with the fact that I went the extra mile and just fixed his tire for him that he gave me a job, and I started as a janitor over at another company and worked my way up through there. Now, Midas Resources came along as a later note. I was in the industry for over 17 years and then decided that I would go off on my own. One of the things that I became very impassioned with was liberty. I would like to see people have as much freedom as possible and as little intervention from government as there can be. The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by G. Edward Griffin, talks about how you can't have liberty without ridding the country of a central banking system, because the central banking system creates the money, lends it to us, charges interest on that, buys off our politicians, and pretty much sets up monopolies. and tries to protect those monopolies at the cost of individual freedom and liberty. And so my passion is to get as many of these Creature from Jekyll Island books out into the hands of the people. With the printing press in Washington, D.C., the politician is not being held accountable for what they do, because all they have to do is tell the Treasury they want to spend more than they have. The Treasury can then turn around and sell bonds to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve goes back to the Bureau of Engraving and asks for more money. They print it. They give it to the Fed. The Fed puts their little stamp on it and then lends it back to us, the United States taxpayers, at interest. And then we have to service that interest by laboring.
So what we're saying right now, Ted, is the Federal Reserve is superfluous at best. And it really does nothing but act as a detriment to the American people. There is absolutely no need for a Federal Reserve.
There sure isn't. As a matter of fact, in the United States, we had more time without a central bank than we have with.
And that's important for people to understand, because this is not in the Constitution, not a requirement. Our currency was handled just fine before the Federal Reserve and will continue to handle fine without it.
It sure will be. The only thing that you would do is you would take a lot of power away from the elite who has their hands in the pockets of our politicians who create legislation in order to satisfy their needs.
So your purpose is you want people to be educated by this so that they want to invest into their own lives, their own future, and their own country, not just your organization, Midas Resource. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty love what you do, Ted, and why we love Midas Resource, because they're sowing back into liberty in America, which is exactly what we're doing on the airwaves. We want to bring liberty to America, and it comes through a variety of facets, one being Midas Resources and Ted Anderson. Ted, I want to thank you so much for being on the program with us today. Can you just relay to our listeners, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, it's pretty easy. If you'd call 877-877-4201, and I'll say it again, call 877-877-4201. If you pick up that Creature from Jekyll Island book by G. Edward Griffin, which, by the way, doesn't even in any of the pages at all mention that you should buy gold. It just explains the monetary system. And then if you decide that you want to buy silver, you'll actually have a silver dollar in your hand. Now, this is not the silver dollar that's being manufactured today by the U.S. Mint. I'm talking about the silver dollar that was commissioned by our forefathers like Thomas Jefferson, the kind of silver that he expected to be using here in the United States. I'm talking about a silver dollar from the early 1900s. All you have to do is call 877-877-4201, or we deliver it for $31, and you get the silver dollar in it. You can use a credit card as well.
Again, we had Ted Anderson in the studio with us with Midas Resources, Inc. Give him a call now at 877-877-4201. Get educated, get liberated, support the Sons of Liberty, and support liberty throughout this country. God bless you, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Liberty.
That was incredible, Jake. I'm just really blown away at the talent that you really,
really appreciate
put
that.
Forth in front of the American people.
I really appreciate that. Mm. It really means a lot.
Let's hit the topics really quick while we have the time. It says in Proverbs 13, it says, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Verse 15, "Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard." Oh, yes, it is. You were talking about the whole marriage amendment baloney earlier with Mr. Paul
Gazelka
in the state of Minnesota here. Folks, did you guys know that? Remember we were talking about DADT, you know, during the winter time and the winter break, and they shoved that down the throats of the American people. Did you know that the Marines right now are getting trained as to how to accept gay recruits? Here's one for you. Out of San Diego, this is the AP. If a Marine spots two men, I want you to commentate on this, Jake. Mm-hmm. You can catch this stuff with me. If a Marine spots two men in his battalion kissing off duty at a shopping mall, he should react. This is what they're telling the Marines. They should react as if they were seeing a man and a woman. You better be just as perverted as us, and you better see it the way a pervert sees it. He's saying you better just go ahead and overlook the gender issue here.
Yep.
And expect it to be normal, even though it's unnormal. Mm-hmm. Not natural.
So who's the one that's wrong? The one that believes in traditional values? Or
here's another
pervert?
One for you. That's right. That's right. If he turns on the television news to see a fellow Marine dressed as a civilian and marching in a parade with a banner that reads "Support gays and lesbians," he should accept it as a free right of expression.
Oh.
policies.
So I just wonder if one of those fellow Marines sees another fellow Marine marching in a Taliban parade or something like that. Should he accept that, too?
We'll get to that in a couple minutes here. So prescriptions for those possible scenarios are played out at Marine bases as the military prepares to allow gays to openly serve. Special privileges, folks, from the state, ending a 17-year-old policy commonly known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. No, folks. It's been illegal since the foundation of our country.
Yep, it's against common law.
It's been illegal since the conception of it. The conception of sin. The inception of it. And it's the conceived sin of homosexuality. It's been illegal and it always will be illegal. The end of sin is what? Death. And that's exactly what it brings forth. Let me go on. Government Marines getting training on accepting gay recruits. Two step forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. Let's get to the military. I go on. These changes are about policy, said the Marine instructors. The policy is about adherence to orders and behavior, not about belief. I'll say it again. Are you catching this with me? These changes are about policy, states briefing material for Marine instructors. The policy is about adherence to orders and behavior. In other words, you obey us and you disobey your beliefs.
And
you accept what we tell you to accept. Folks, this is criminal. This is a violation of your first Article 1 Bill of Rights. It's a violation of who you are as a people, but this is what they're forcing your military to accept. You listen to us, your beliefs, you just keep them to yourself, but when we give you orders, you better adhere to what we say. In essence, what they're saying is you adhere to our policy and forget about your belief system, okay? What do you think of that?
Well, I think two things. Number one, the source of this is it's against the law.
That's right, okay?
Sodomy is against the law. Homosexual unions against the law.
So why are you having an amendment about gay marriage?
That's right.
Two steps forward, one step back.
Yep.
It's against the law.
No discussion, over with.
End of story. That's
no
right.
Possibilities.
Here you go. And until America gets there, they're going to be destroyed.
Yep.
They're going to
keep playing defense.
I go on.
Calm down.
For those who oppose the new policy, said the Marines to the Marines themselves, it doesn't expect anyone to change their personal beliefs. Oh, doesn't it?
Oh, demands it.
That's right. Still, everyone must follow orders. Do you see what they're trying to do in the public at large in the state of Minnesota, or in the state of, or the these United States? Do you understand? Chaplains, it said, who preach at base chapels that homosexuality is a sin are entitled to express their religious beliefs during worship. In essence, what they're saying is we'll tell you what you can believe and where you can talk about what you believe.
So you go in that little chapel there and you talk about your beliefs, but outside of there, you can't do that.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, so then what's next after that? They're going to march right into that little chapel there where the preacher's preaching what he can because he's like, well, at least I can still do it in the chapel. And then they're going to say to him, you can't do it there anymore.
Are they not teaching the Marines? Are they not teaching our military that they rule and God doesn't?
So then what's the purpose of our military? Isn't it to uphold the laws? But now we're saying laws shifting and flexible. And so what's the purpose of military then?
I don't know. In a federal appeal court protects marriage and natural family. Unmarried same-sex partners unsuccessfully sued to change an adopted boy's birth certificate to state that the child had two fathers. That's what happens when people don't stand up, but praise God, the people did stand up and they shot it down.
Yep. According to law. Again,
according to
this
law.
Is our law.
Lightning. As Obama ignored Easter, you know that Christian man in the White House?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'll get to this right after this break, folks. This is interesting stuff. We're going to talk about La Zeta. We're going to talk about MS-13 when we come back. We're going to talk about metal detectors in public schools. And we're also going to talk about how this administration just debunked an investigation into Islamic organizations in the United States again. They were about to be indicted, and they shut it down. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, coming right back. 1-866-233-0747. We'll take this call right when we come back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
I was talking about how, as Obama ignored Easter, you know that Christian man, America, you know them by their fruits, not by their lip service. Remember Jesus said to the professors, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. He's just playing along, just the political move on his end to make sure everybody just settles down and tells them they're a Christian and everybody shuts up for a little bit. What bothers me about this individual a lot of times is not so much what he says, but what he doesn't say. Obama ignores Easter. Barack Hussein Obama ignored Easter yesterday. He issued no statements of any kind, no happy Easter to America or nothing. By comparison, he has issued glowing, effusive statements of praise for each and every Muslim holiday since he took office. Hasn't missed one of them. So it's quite interesting that yesterday, as believers celebrated the risen Lord Jesus Christ around the globe, that the God of heaven who controls the wind and the weather chose to strike the White House with lightning, and you heard nothing about it. And something tells me there's still more coming. Absolutely. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. That's
God
awesome.
Will not leave himself without witness, no matter what the case is. Yep. And you know, I want to say this too, is America, you're not lacking power. You're lacking knowledge, light, understanding. Yep. And again, we're just here to take that broom and sweep over the line so you can see him again, so you know who you are and put your feet upon the rock.
And with that knowledge, as you brought up on Thursday, comes responsibility. You've got to act on what you've been given. You don't go to school to learn a whole bunch of stuff and then don't apply it. You apply it once you get your job and your career and you build it up. You apply what you've learned.
I want to do a little comparison. We're going to jump gears. We're going to talk about Las Citas And Lasitas is the most technologically advanced, sophisticated, and dangerous cartel operating in Mexico. The Zetas have obviously assumed the role of being the number one organization responsible for the majority of homicides, the narcotic-related homicides, the beheadings, the kidnappings, and the extortion that takes place in Mexico. They continue to train new recruits through several campaigns. One of them is very open and public narco banners they post around the country of Mexico. Listen to this. The not-so-secret border war is no longer just spreading along America's southwestern perimeter with Mexico. The Las Zetas organization of violent killers and assassins is one on the move, expanding their quest for money. Violent crimes committed in Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, are reportedly tied directly to this powerful commando-style gang that has terrorized the Mexican-U.S. border over the last 8 to 10 years. Now, what's interesting about these people is the Las Zetas was trained up in military bases in the United States. They're the most dangerous. Now they're going to begin to promote how dangerous these people are to put fear into the American people so they submit to their tactics. It is said that their killings are so barbaric that many who have worked for them try to escape from the clutches of the organized network by changing their identities. It is reported that Las Zetas is much better armed than most police and local border patrol units. America, I got a question for you, and I want you again to hear me carefully. Who's empowering the Las Zetas? Who's empowering these people, folks? Now, let's go back to the beginning of our country. And, Jake, if you want to go ahead and bring up the Hessians, our forefathers used to talk about the usurpations of King George. And notice what King George, I'm just showing you a parallel. That's all I'm doing. I'm not saying anything here nor there. I'm just giving you a parallel. King George used the godless Hessians to what? Attack the colonies in America. But who put them to work to do his biddings? King George did.
This is what it says in the Declaration of Independence when our founders were talking about the Hessians. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the work of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation. Now, he just said the most barbarous, unparalleled, totally unworthy. These words are exactly what you just described, these gangs doing these sort of things. Now,
But my question is this, to the American people, who's funding these people?
That's right.
Okay, now I want to give you two scenarios, okay? Someone had to train them up, but who trained them up? The American government, the American military trained a lot of these guys up, mm-hmm. Okay? So tactically, they know how to act, what to do, and how to do it.
Yep.
Okay? So who sponsored it? Who provided the training? Now, who's providing the money? Now, here's one of my two scenarios. If the American people didn't have a problem with drugs for entertaining purposes, they, first of all, wouldn't have foreigners coming into the country, the United States of America. So let me ask you something, America. Who's actually luring these criminals into the United States? The American people that are buying the drugs. Do you realize this? Food for thought. Do you realize, America, all the problems that we hear about? All across the country, all the crime that's being committed? Do you know what we're really talking about? We're not just exposing the crimes, but do you also know that I'm exemplifying the fact that your government is not enforcing the laws against those crimes? Think about that. What would happen if the American government did their job and did one of their two purposes by protecting the American people, took a drug dealer and all the drug dealers throughout the country and said to them, if we catch you with any kind of narcotic or any illegal drug, we are going to bring forth capital punishment.
That'd clean up the streets pretty quick.
Okay, now does Hollywood promote justice or do they promote the crime?
The crime.
And there's the politicians saying, we need to do this. We have to have a drug
war. It's a good bureaucracy here.
That's my point.
Okay.
That's my point.
And hire more people.
Now, back to the other point. If you ever have a drug problem, you always have to look at two sources. Who's buying and who's selling? That's it. It's not difficult, folks. With the Las Zetas, I'm asking you, who trained them up? Who's luring them to the Americas? And I'm talking about the American states, because it seems that their tentacles are reaching across the boards now. Who's luring them into America? Those that are buying the drugs. Let me ask you, who's allowing them to get across the borders? Your government is.
Who's not concerned about blocking up those borders? That's right. And so by their omission, now King George literally would hire the Hessians.
That's right.
He would hire them, pay them money to come over here and oppress the American people. And what was its purpose? Again, to put fear in the people
to
submit
them.
Again.
That's right.
So now we see that there's plenty of people that are willing to come on over into America to get a piece of the pie and do lawless things, which we see a lot of illegals doing. Now, who is the government that is just the borders...
They're not just coming over here through the southern borders, Jake. They're being sued by this administration for protecting the borders.
Yep.
Okay? America, you need to listen to that. That's some serious stuff.
Yep.
It's being encouraged. That's what people need to pay attention to. Oh, that would never happen now. Listen, folks, listen to this. Here, I got something for you right here on what just happened with the Islamic organizations. A number of leaders of Islamic organizations were about to be indicted on terror finance support charges by the United States Attorney's Office in Dallas, Texas, which had been investigating the case for most of the past decade. But the indictments were scuttled. In other words, someone went and punched holes in all the charges, so it couldn't hold water in court. But those indictments were scuttled in 2010 at the direction of top-level political appointees within the Department of Justice and possibly even the White House. You better, folks, you know. This is why people are so up in arms about his birth certificate. Just because you say you're an American doesn't make you one. This guy's at war with you and your Constitution. And I don't care who hears it and who knows it. It's a fact.
Look at
the older generations are playing political games.
That's right.
Well, the generation behind them are like, wait a second, what about our future?
That's right. Let's slow things down until we get out of here. At least slow them down.
You literally heard that.
That's right. I don't think it'll be over in 20 years, so at least I'll be able to make it out of here unscathed.
The MS-13 members were sentenced for murder, racketeering charges. MS are a bunch of Mexican individuals that are over here illegally committing crimes in your streets, America. But no, we got to be compassionate with those illegal aliens.
They might vote for us.
If I had time to read off the crimes, folks, you'd be appalled.
Mm-hmm. Barbarous, treacherous.
And by the way, I'm not talking about Americans. I'm talking about illegal immigrants that are coming over here illegally and then on top of it committing crimes. The question I have for you is, why are they not afraid to commit the crime?
That's right. Because they know that there'll be no consequence for it. And at best, they'll get slapped in the hands and sent back home only to come over again because we're not even watching the borders.
Well, we're watching
and
the borders.
When we do,
and if we are,
that's true. This administration is not even watching the borders, nor concerned about it. And if we do watch the borders to uphold justice, as you said, we all of a sudden become the end of the gun barrel is pointed at us because we're doing what we should be doing, what the federal government should be doing.
And what was the scripture that we said at the very beginning of the show? The robbery, America, of the wicked, those that sit and do nothing when they know they should, shall destroy them. Because they refuse to do judgment. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. We will talk at you folks next week. We love you by what we do. We're fighting for this generation. We're fighting for this country. And we can do this, America, under the banner of who we are, one nation under God. We can do it. We'll talk to you next week.
The Sons of Liberty.